Mersus Technologies in Athlone specializes in using innovative augmented reality and virtual reality technology to develop training and development programs for many of the world's leading companies. Their Avatar Academy received industry recognition last week when they won the best training and development program through their awards, for their training program through their work with Boston Scientific in the Manufacturing and Supply Chain Awards. In the Midlands region, the advanced manufacturing sector features over 450 companies and 16,000 employees. Chief Operations Officer at Mersus Technologies is Brenda Mannion. Brenda, are the celebrations still ongoing over with everybody in Mersus in Athlone?
Oh, sure, Ronan. We're absolutely thrilled with our win and celebrating wildly since last Friday. We were absolutely honoured to receive such an award, and it was lovely to be recognised by our peers.
This award, it came about through work that you've undertaken with Boston Scientific. Can you tell us the type of work you've done and what led you to be shortlisted and then to go on and win this award?
Okay, well, so we partnered with Boston Scientific to develop a new learning and development program for them. And this is kind of the first installment of that learning and development program. So what we did was we looked at, they have a highly sophisticated process that they were bringing back from the UK to their site in Cork. And our the work that we would have done was help them capture that process and also capture the tacit knowledge and bring it back from the UK onto the site in Cork. And this all happened during the COVID pandemic. And so that was the first installment of this training program. So essentially what it is, and I'll just explain briefly for your listeners what Avatar Academy is. So the Avatar Academy platform uses computer gaming technology to create virtual laboratories and clean rooms. So what that means is you can put on a VR headset and be fully immersed in a digital replica of your work environment. Now, what I mean by fully immersed is that you can see, hear and interact with everything in front of you. So then you can train or refresh train on any process or procedure that happens in these environments. And then you can practice that over and over again in a risk-free environment without making costly mistakes, both in terms of material waste and financial implications of that, and without disrupting the production line.
And of course,
so that is what is the most innovative about VR training.
You're getting into companies then in sectors that are using things like clean rooms. So you know, if you can reduce the amount of time that people spend in there, especially for training, that has to be a huge bonus for any company.
Well, absolutely. Clean room environments are highly regulated environments. And so for people to be able to put on a headset and train and retrain before actually getting into the live environment, this is where the advantage comes in. Because somebody can put on a headset and train from home. They can train from the office. They can train from anywhere in the world. And then when they hit the live production line, they'll be familiar with everything because they've already practiced it in virtual reality.
And is this training used then for kind of a pre-training and then they go and finalise their training actually in the physical clean room or in the laboratory, wherever it is? Is that generally how it unfolds?
Generally, that is what happens. And so what we have found is we're slashing training times by 66% because people, when they go into the live environment, already are familiar with their environment and they have observed and they have interacted with their work environment, so they are able to hit the ground running.
So for a project like this, the one that you partnered with Boston Scientific on, how long does it actually take to replicate and to actually create the virtual reality version of the rooms and the laboratories that will be used for the training?
Okay, well, this is kind of, that's a hard question to answer because it's kind of how long is a piece of string. It really does depend on the complexity of the training procedure that a company wants to create. But what we do in Mersus Technologies is we are, in order to meet sort of the demand to create training courses faster and more efficiently, we're standardizing our development methods. So essentially what we're trying to do for the immersive industry is what Henry Ford did for the automotive industry. So people will be able to access these training courses faster, train quicker, and then be upskilled in a much faster, actually. And then that helps close the skills gap and they can get a better life because they will be working in a better job.
When you start introducing, say, technologies like the virtual reality, then is that in turn going to change how companies and their training managers will actually write these programs in the first instance?
Oh, 100%. This is a paradigm shift in the training world. this is bringing technology. And look, everywhere you go, people talk about digitization and digitalization. And this is what we help companies do. We help them with their digital journey in now recreating their training process and procedures digitally and have them be able to access VR training instead of the traditional methods of training like classrooms, like lectures, like PowerPoints, like video. All of those can be done away with, and they can virtually, they can train in the virtual reality world instead.
Well, I'm sure for anyone listening, when they hear, like, you know, 66% reduction in the time to train new people, because it's a huge issue for companies, particularly onboarding new employees or if a new product line comes in. It's great to have it, to have that market recognition for what you've done, or the industry recognition too. So what leads, where does it go from here? I suppose, has that program actually, has, have many people gone through that training program already? Or are you allowed to say that?
Not particularly, as we're only in the earliest stages. But what we have found is not only is there that reduction in training time, there's also a 50% reduction in wastage and errors. There's a 50% reduction time to competency. And then there's zero production time lost by using virtual reality training.
They are impressive statistics as well. So if you take what you've done so far, what happens next? One assumes it's not just something that can be used in a medical environment or in a clean room environment. It could be used effectively in any industry, any manufacturing room.
Absolutely. Any process or any procedure, any piece of training can be digitized, and people can put on a headset and learn a new skill with virtual reality because they're fully immersed. I mean, so literally you could go from any type of product assembly in manufacturing to learning how to play the piano with a headset.
I assume you've mentioned there, like, that when it comes to actually developing, you know, and creating the training platform that you need as well, it depends obviously on the size of operations and the level of complexity too. But at an entry point to introduce VR into a company, from a cost perspective, is it something that's quite accessible to companies? Like, is it even more accessible than people might originally think?
Okay, it is an expensive process. We are creating something brand new. So to start off, it is costly. It would be foolish to say, or foolish for people to think that it's for everybody. But with our standardization methods that we're putting into our development, we will be bringing down those costs because we will be able to create this training content faster and more efficiently.
It's onwards and upwards anyway for the team at Mersis. Your numbers are growing there steadily the whole time. Must be great buzz about the place this week.
It's absolutely fantastic. We are always looking for software engineers. We're looking for creative people, anybody who likes drawing, anybody who likes animation. And we're always open for people to come and learn with us. And if people are interested in how Avatar Academy was made, or if they'd like a demonstration, you can check us out at avataracademy.io or give us a buzz on 09064-65977.
There you go. You've heard here on Taking Care of Business how to get in touch with the team at Mersis. Brenda, congratulations you all again, and here's to your continued success over there.
Thanks a million, Ronan, and I'm delighted to be talking to you this evening.
That website that Brenda mentioned there, avataracademy.io or mersus.io, M-E-R-S-U-S. You'll find out all the information you need about that company. I said they're the first ones to really do what they're doing. Hugely innovative, and maybe unsurprising that they're award-winning for it, but as I said, great team of people over there, great approach to business, great attitude, and just a fantastic team that's growing steadily year on year. Another success story to pin down and to kind of celebrate in the Midlands. So well done to everybody there.